Moberly Utilities Director Mary West Calcagno joins us, and let's begin today with some good news that you have received. Tell us what's going on here. I guess the long-term control plan is what we're talking about?
That's exactly right. And what the long-term control plan is a document that says, here's how we're going to manage our combined sewers and the combined sewer overflows. So there's federal regulation, state regulation about how these have to be managed. And with the approval of our long-term control plan, the state has acknowledged that the city has constructed appropriate controls and that we can move into a phase two permit. That means that we will not have to immediately or in the short term construct disinfection at the combined sewer overflows. This saves us about $4 million out of the gate.
So how did it get to this point where you got the approval? I know a lot of work went into it.
I've been working on this for a year. Well, the city has been working on this. We submitted our first draft in 2006. So this has been 12 years coming. And regulations have changed. Politics have changed. And we're finally able to get that nod from the regulators that says, yes, you've done what we ask, and now you can go into post-construction monitoring.
So was that approval from the DNR then?
That is approval from the DNR.
How have they been for you to work with, say, over the last year or so?
Oh, it is just, they have been so cooperative and so helpful and acknowledging all of the work that the city of Moberly has done. They know that the community has really sacrificed in many ways to do construction and get our facilities definitely not totally up to speed, but we've spent some really good money on some very high priority projects, and it shows.
All right, during the work session earlier this week, the City Council talked about revisions to the source water protection plan for Sugar Creek Lake. What's that all about?
So Sugar Creek Lake, as you know, is our drinking water reservoir, and the watershed for Sugar Creek Lake has a number of different inputs as to the water that runs in there. It's all pretty much surface water. There's a few springs, we think, but mainly it's surface water. So the uses of the land impacts the quality of the water, whether it's ag, whether it's stormwater runoff from town, failing septic systems, whatever it is, that all impacts the water quality in Sugar Creek Lake. So in 2004, we did a source water protection plan. It has not been updated since then, so we are getting ready to update that now so that folks in the watershed who live, work, do business in the watershed will be able to know how we can protect that drinking water in ways that make sense for all of us, financially and a way of life for them, as well as for the citizens and folks who come through Moberly and drink the water.
So are a number of entities going to be involved in helping do this?
Exactly. So it takes a team to put something like this together. We have an ag specialist on board. We're going to have Missouri Extension facilitate the meetings because we believe that it's going to take a whole lot of people together to develop this plan. We want to make sure everyone's heard. And then we have an engineer who will help us actually write the plan itself.
So this still needs one more approval from the City Council before it actually goes forward. But you've got a grant to help out too, don't you?
We do. We got a $25,000 grant from the Department of Natural Resources to help us do this. They recognize that Sugar Creek Lake is important for the city of Moberly. And we applied for a grant about a year ago and received notice early February that we received that $25,000 grant.
All right. The council is also going to be looking at an agreement with Energy Solutions Professionals for an investment-grade energy audit. Can you explain that in layman's terms?
So the city of Moberly spends a lot of money on electricity and natural gas. As you can imagine, we do a lot of things that require a lot of power, particularly in the water and wastewater department. For most municipalities, about 30% of their water wastewater budget is power. And we have a lot of 20-year-old equipment, blowers, pumps, things like that. And they're going to come in and take a look at those, as well as the other facilities within the city for heating and air conditioning, lighting, all of those kinds of things, so that we can save money on our energy bills, and hopefully these will cash flow with the savings.
And this is not something that's going to happen overnight. This is a process, isn't it?
This is a process, and it's not just an equipment process. It's a people process. Most of us grew up with parents who said, turn out the lights. So it's kind of that training about how we use energy as well as the equipment that we have in our buildings and at our facilities.
All right, Mary West Calcagno, Utilities Director. She's joined us today on Quicksand This Morning.